next on American Restoration.
The Dodgers want me to pitch the first pitch out of the game, and I need some practice.
What do you got here?
An old-fashioned electric mini car.
It's a major amount of work, probably 20 grand to do the whole car.
Can you come down a little?
Come on, Red!
Yeah. He ain't gonna do nothing but f*** it up.
Here we go.
Yeah! I'm Rick Dale, and at my shop, we share a passion to give new life to pieces from the past. Every project has its challenges, but there's no job we can't handle. This is American Restoration.
Hey guys, I'm Rick.
Hi Rick, I'm Nick. This is my wife Charlotte.
Hi Charlotte. What do you got here?
Old-fashioned electric mini car, and we're hoping to get it restored here.
Can I take it off?
Yeah, definitely. Let's take a look at it.
So where'd you get this thing?
Oh, we found it online from this guy who just had it in his backyard. It was sitting there for years. We think it's in late 60s or early 70s.
Right. I mean, if you go all the way back into the early 1900s, guys were building electric cars. But the problem was, electric cars were about four or five times the cost of gas cars. They went until 1935 and they stopped. In the 70s, we started to see gas prices rise. So then all of a sudden, there's a new interest in electric cars. But it wasn't until the 90s that the manufacturing of hybrid and the electric car really got some serious attention from the car companies. I mean, now you can go down and buy an electric car, you plug in the side of the wall, and it drives real fast. So what do you want to do to this?
Well, we'd like to restore it back to its glory. It's something safe and fun, and, you know, obviously attractive.
We like to go to car shows, so we'd like to drive it around in the car shows.
Right.
When I show up in this, I want everybody to be stopping and looking at it and taking its picture.
She wants all eyes on her.
That's right.
To get this to the car shows, you're gonna have to drive it. So it's gotta go fast enough to be able to keep up with traffic.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
You know, if I was to restore this thing, the frame looks like it needs quite a bit of work. It's got suspension issues and brake system, and then the electrical system will all be done on the frame. We strip it, put new windows in it. I would love to get this fiberglass back to where it's structurally strong again and safe enough to drive around for fun or at a car show. To get this thing all done, I'm looking at probably 20 grand to do the whole car.
Wow. That's a bit out of our budget.
Yeah, it's a major amount of work.
You know, is there any room for any flexibility? Can it come down a little?
All this front door glass is all in decent shape. So what I might be able to do is clean these up, reuse them, and I can probably reduce you down to about 18.
I don't know, it's still a lot of money.
Come on, we won't go on vacation.
I want to go on vacation.
I want this.
All right, we'll do it.
Well, okay, all right.
Thank you.
I can't wait to work on this bad boy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nick.
Our expectations are really high on this one.
I mean, we're putting a lot into it financially, and I want to be able to just get it and drive away.
Oh. You hear it?
What the?
Look. Look, there's my dad.
What in the hell are you doing?
Well, you remember the Dodger hot dog cart we did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Check it out.
This thing is great.
Look at this thing.
This thing is amazing.
Now the Dodgers want me to pitch the first pitch out of the game, and I need some practice.
Holy that's awesome.
I grew up in California, and I followed the Dodgers since I was a little kid. So throwing out the first pitch is a huge deal for me.
You remember the last time that you, picked up a ball and went out and played a sport with me? You
78?
Pulled both quads. Oh, wow. Both of his quads he pulled, just trying to jog.
I'm a little nervous, and I'm definitely rusty. My brother Ron, he played college ball. He was really good and really a fast pitcher. And I throw wrenches.
Let's see it. Let's see what you got.
All right.
Let's see it. Just
you didn't even hit the wood.
On the move. Hit it on the move. Go.
You're hitting everything but the hole.
Hey, yeah. I got this. I got this.
Yeah. Oh! Oh! Oh. You just shattered that popcorn machine.
That thing is done. You know, as if I wasn't nervous enough, I mean, Ron and Tyler come out, start razzing me. My arm is just going everywhere. I'm rusty.
I've been throwing a baseball since I was 3. I'll give you some pointers, okay?
What kind of advice are you going to give me?
Not to throw shit. You do that at Dodger Stadium, you're going to get booed. That was horrible. I've seen better arms on a rocking chair.
Whoa, keep your feet off the brake.
What brake? You guys are slow.
Get it in the corner there.
I'm trying. Could you guys get it in there like... Oh.
That don't sound good.
Where's the engine?
My biggest issue with the whole car is basically the fiberglass. It's really destroyed. And we got to make sure that this is safe to drive on the street. There's a lot of things that we got to make sure that is exactly right if the customer's going to be driving this thing around. It's got to have headlights, seatbelts, brakes, and go fast enough so that it doesn't get in the way of traffic. So to make this thing street-worthy, we're going to have to take the body off and get it stripped down and then get to working on the structure of the fiberglass. Okay? Wow.
This thing looks straight out of Austin Powers.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, behave.
Come on, ladies.
Yeah.
Check it out. What's this? Oh, cool. Check these out, T. Are those sexy or what?
Thick.
They're taillights. These things scream 60s, which is great because we got to focus on safety on this car. So this is a lucky find that's going to help us save some money. Watch your fingers.
Up.
Okay.
All right, ready?
I'm coming to you.
Hell yeah. That's pretty crazy.
I mean, the motor looks, you know, not too bad, but if it's gonna drive in today's traffic, it's gonna need an upgrade. You know, this is actually your throttle.
That's the gas pedal?
Yeah, that's the gas pedal. I mean, if this thing's gonna be on the road, we gotta look at everything. I mean, the wiring, the brake, and then figure out what we need. I mean, there's a lot of junk there, and we don't know what we're gonna throw out and what we're gonna keep. Tyler, you're ahead of this frame. Kyle, you're ahead of the body.
Give him the easy job.
You go see Robert. He's my electric motor guy, and he's a whiz at doing small vehicles, and see what you can figure out.
You sound like you know what you're talking about.
I could get it done. You'd be like, wow.
All right.
I actually have no clue.
What the hell's that?
Dude, it's a dunk tank.
A dunk tank? I mean, I thought this was Rick's restoration, not Rick's party house.
So what's the price going to be for the whole thing?
It's not going to be cheap.
What?
Here we go. Oh,
Kyle tear apart the body of this swinging 60s mini car, I'm sending Tyler and Brettley with the chassis to a guy that knows the ins and outs of electrical vehicles.
Oh, no. I think we're looking for a guy named Robert.
This guy has so many golf carts.
Are you Robert?
Yep.
Tyler.
Robert. This is called Brettley.
Nice to meet you.
What this is a 1960s electric car. It's a fiberglass body mounted to this golf cart frame. And this couple brought it in. They want to drive it at car shows around their neighborhood. It's basically got to be street legal.
Wow. This thing's in pretty rough shape. This is going to be a challenge. What's the goal they want to hit as far as the top speed?
Probably like 50, 60.
Yeah, to where it won't stop traffic flow on the streets.
We should upgrade all the motor system, brake lines. Come on over here. I got a couple options for you.
All right, let's check it out.
Watch your toes.
Wow. So this car here has a modified V-twin engine in it. It's fully modified to make 50 horsepower.
Wow.
So this will be one option to get you in that 50 to 60 miles an hour. But it's a gas option.
Okay.
This is an AC drive motor. It uses an AC to DC inverter, which is a high-powered motor. But this is electric, like your car is now. This motor should get you guys around 49 to 50 miles an hour.
Yeah. I think that's a better
idea. That's all we need.
Okay, then this is what we'll go with.
So what's the price going to be for the whole thing?
It's not going to be cheap. My guess is you're looking probably at least $6,500. And when I get into this thing, I'm telling you, it could go up from there. What? I mean, we've got to do it the right way. I mean, you're putting people's lives in this thing.
It's more than my dad wanted to spend, but when he put me in charge of this chassis, he did say that his number one concern was safety. So this is a tough call I'm going to have to make. What has to be done has to be done, so let's
head out. All right, thanks, man. Guys. Cool. Right, have a good day. Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll be talking to you.
Oh, well.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
I gotta show you something out in the boneyard. You got a minute?
All right.
Come to. Come on.
All right.
I know Rick's a little nervous about throwing the first pitch at the Dodgers game. So like a good brother, I'm gonna do anything I can to help him out. You know, I know you need a lot more practice if you're gonna actually throw out the first pitch at the Dodger Stadium.
What the hell you do?
Put it all out.
What the hell's that?
What?
Dude, it's a dunk tank.
A dunk tank? I mean, I thought this was Rick's restoration, not Rick's party house.
So you got your target, goggles for safety, this for Tyler. We're gonna be dunking you.
Huh? You're dunking who?
There's water in there. Never fear, because you're going to be the one sitting on there.
No, these are brand new flip-flops. I can't get them wet.
My ass, you can get wet. Get up there. And I'm going to throw a couple, and I'm going to nail that thing.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, okay? When you throw out the first pitch at Dodger Stadium, if you don't throw a strike, then you're up on it, and I'll show you how it's done.
All right, you're on.
You got that?
You're on.
Sucker.
Yeah, I got this. I got this.
Yeah, right.
This works out great for me.
I really don't want Rick embarrassing himself at Dodger Stadium, so I hope this bet will give him the right motivation. I'm getting in that dunk tank for the sake of the Dale family name.
First one, you're in.
Woo! I should have heated this.
Your dick is about to go from small to micro.
You can hit water if you fell out of a boat.
Oh! Woo! See ya.
It's gonna be a while.
This is gonna be the one. I can feel it. Wow. You're clearly horrible. Hold on. I got something that'll make it better. Hold on.
What's this? Instructions on how to throw a baseball?
No, it's a surprise. I think this is going to help you focus on the bullseye. Perfect.
That's one good-looking dude right there.
Hit it.
Give him the heater, Ricky.
No more practice. Awesome. I'm going back to work.
I mean, seeing my brother get dunked like that was awesome. I mean, now I feel a lot better about throwing out the first pitch.
How do I get out of here? Hey, really, how do I get out of here?
Hey, Robert.
Hey, what's going on, Rick?
How much? How you been?
Pretty good.
Tyler and Brettley dropped off like a little electric car chassis, and I just come to check up on it and see how we're doing.
All right, come on in. I'll show it to you.
Brettley and Tyler told me this chassis build was going to cost at least $6,500, which seems like a lot. I just hope it doesn't go too much over that, because I could really lose my shirt on this project.
Well, here it is.
Wow. Is that the same chassis?
Basically, after the boys dropped it off, I couldn't salvage it. It was just unsafe. So that's when we had to make the decision to just basically start over and make you a brand new chassis.
Wow.
But this thing is going to be as safe as you can make it now. You know, with the upgraded brake system front and rear, it's got hydraulic brakes in the front, and it has a backup safety system in the back. Basically, everything you see is brand new.
Ah. Wow.
It sounds like a lot.
The boys were saying it was like 6,500. Are we there?
We've gone over that.
How far did you go over?
We're about a couple $1,000 over.
Oh.
You're about $8,500 is where we're at now. Unfortunately, there was just no way to cut corners and get the car safe where it represents you and us well.
I mean, Robert did a great job on the chassis, but the bottom line is I'm $2,000 over budget. So I need to figure out a way that it doesn't come out of the customer's pocket.
Thanks.
No problem.
I've got to tell you, it looks fantastic.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Have a good day, Rick.
Okay, you too.
Tyler!
Back here.
On that electric car that we're doing, you told me it was $6,500 to have it all done?
Yeah.
Now he's at $8,500. What'd you tell him?
Well, I just told him to get it done and make it safe and make it right.
You can't just give him carte blanche, you know? Now it's way into my pocket. I still have the upholstery to do, bodywork to do, so we could be in gigantic trouble. I gotta go to California and throw in the first pitch for the Dodgers. And I need you to keep a tight rein on that.
All right. Don't worry about throwing that pitch. I'm sure you'll be great. So in order to keep this project on budget, I'm keeping as much work in-house as possible. Lenny's finishing up the upholstery, Sean's putting together the lights and windows, and Kyle's making the final adjustments to the body and frame. I want this project ahead of schedule because there's no way I'm gonna miss my dad making a fool of himself at the big game.
Hey, did I miss it?
Not yet.
No.
All
right, good.
You got one?
Rick's about to throw his first pitch at the Dodgers game, and I tried my hardest to instill my wisdom on him, so hopefully he doesn't make a total ass out of himself. Dude, I'm so ready to see him do whatever he's gonna do.
He ain't gonna do nothing but it up. I got 50 bucks says he messes up.
Do it.
I got that.
Oh, my God.
He's a Dale. That's what I call hedging my bets. If he throws a great pitch, I'm up 50 bucks. If he messes it up, his ass is in the dunk tank. Whatever, he's still an athlete. He can still get it.
Athlete?
Guys, wind up.
He's on.
There he is.
Walking out to the mound for the first pitch is Rick Dale of Rick's Restorations Las Vegas. Let's give him a hand, folks.
He doesn't have sleeves on.
Come on, Rick. Come on,
ready? Come on, ready?
Restorations Las Vegas.
Rick's about to throw out the first pitch of the Dodger game. If he brings shame to the Dale family name, into the dunk tank he goes. But if he throws a strike, I get 50 bucks from Cowboy. Either way, I win.
Oh, yeah. Ready? Come on, ready?
I'll be right back.
Yeah, I'll see you next week.
I'll be right back. Get your 50 bucks and you can shut up.
You ain't never getting that money.
He's gone.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Good to see you again, Charlotte.
Hey, good to see you again.
Nick.
Hey, Rick.
So you ready?
Oh, we're so excited.
You remember what this electric car looked like, right?
Oh, yeah. Busted out headlights. Looked like rats were living in the interior. Flat tires. We had to push it.
Hey, Cowboy!
Oh, my God, it has a horn. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, it's awesome. When that car first rounded that corner, I was shocked. I mean, it was amazing. Look at it. Oh, my God.
That is awesome.
Check it out. How'd she drive, Cowboy?
Awesome.
Thanks, buddy.
Oh, wow. Look at the interior. Oh, it has glass compartments.
It looks like a real car.
I know. Compared to what we brought in, it is a million times better. I mean, I didn't even think that you were going to be able to restore it.
I got
to
tell you how this whole project went through. We re-fiberglassed everything, making it thicker and making it nice and sturdy now. And then we gave it a beautiful blue paint job like you want.
Oh, yeah.
Back here, this is where your power plant is. All the batteries are brand new. All the cables are new. All your controls are right here. It's got the blinkers right here. You see the headlights work? And then their horn works.
Yeah, it does. Oh, I absolutely love it.
Wow, Rick, you did an amazing job.
This thing now will do 50 miles an hour.
What?
Oh, my God.
It's safe. It's got good brakes in it. I mean, it's street worthy.
Can I take it for a test drive?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We are going to be the talk of the town at these car shows. I mean, people are going to be jealous. They're going to be looking for us when we show up at these car shows. Okay. Oh, my God, look at it.
My expectations were high and they surpassed them. I'm speechless. I'm still speechless. This thing's awesome.
How's the water feel, bro?
Is it cold in there?
It's freezing, but I ain't got nothing to worry about.
You know, if your pitch wasn't so bad, you wouldn't be in this situation.
You know what? There's a lot of pressure on the mound. The anticipation's killing me, bitch. One pitch, that's all you get. One.
Good thing you're the athlete. Come on.
Just thinking about it.
I need to stick to doing restoration. Screw this baseball.